You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week, the JX looks around our region of Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town. Today, we're talking with Michelle Sumner. She's the mayor of Sutherland, Oregon. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor.
Thank you.
So let's start with, where is Sutherland?
Well, Sutherland is on I-5. It's about 10 miles north of Roseburg. It's about an hour south of Eugene.
Okay, so tell me about it. What's the land size, population, demographics?
So we have about 8,700 people. It's about 6 square miles, I believe, and it's pretty rural. And we're the second largest city in the county. We're pretty much the fastest growing, and it's a pretty great place to live. Our motto is a welcoming place to live, work, and play.
And you're in Douglas County?
Douglas County, yes.
So how long have you been mayor?
I've been mayor about 4 years, and I was counselor 3 years prior to that.
So why did you move there?
Well, funny thing is, when I retired in California, we traveled all over the western coast looking for a nice place to settle. I had some family in Sutherland, and I found it to be one of the most beautiful places and had the least amount of crime. It was kind of funny. I visited Sutherland. I met a realtor to look at some property. And when I met them in this little bookstore, she came in, and when we went to get into her car, I found her car unlocked with her purse in the front seat. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. Apparently, she's not too worried about crime. And I looked at the police blogger, and the worst crime was like traffic citations and petty thefts. Now, coming from a law enforcement background, that was pretty important to me.
So tell me about your background.
So I spent about 21 years in public safety in California, Northern California, in the wine country. And when I retired, my husband's a little older than me. He had retired already. So I retired and came up to Douglas County. And I wasn't quite ready to settle down. So then I decided to start a second career. And now I'm working at Department of Human Services. And I've been working there for the last 12 years.
So tell me about the governing structure of your town.
We have a mayor and 6 city councilors, and we have a city manager.
Okay, so it's a strong city councilor?
Yes.
Governing style? Okay. And how many city councilors?
6 and the mayor.
Okay. So when you move there and you notice that there's low crime and it's beautiful, what struck you as this is the place that I need to settle down?
I thought that it was a really pretty area. It was green, lots of trees. It was, quiet, kind of a less busy. And the traffic, there was no traffic. When you watch the traffic report, there was like, oh, there's lots of traffic on the highway. And there was like 5 cars. Now, coming from the Bay Area where it was stop and go, that made me laugh, So I think it was just a kind of a less busy form of life. And I just loved that. And I still love it.
I had that same sort of juxtaposition. I lived in San Diego and Los Angeles area for a couple of decades. And coming here, and when people were talking about the traffic, I kind of chuckled.
Right.
So I get it. So you have family there?
I do. I have my mom lives with me, and her sister and her family live just outside of the city limits of Sutherland as well. Yeah.
Well, tell me about the economics of the town. What are some of the economic drivers?
Well, we have a Murphy Plywood here. We have a hospital or an urgent care here, and a lot of small businesses. And we're in the process of trying to grow. We have urban renewal district that is in progress to help kind of build our downtown area. We're also starting what's called Oak Street Commons, which is a workforce housing development to really help our working citizens find housing. And so what we're finding is there are quite a few really expensive homes there, and the lower income homes, which are full, there's nothing in the middle for people working to find houses. And so our school system, our Murphy Plywood, our hospitals that have just those everyday entry level positions, we're having a hard time filling those jobs because people can't find a place to live. And so we have workforce housing property that we're building, and it's going to be made up of cottages, single family homes, and apartments all in one big neighborhood that some of the businesses will buy into for their employees to help bring the cost down so that their employees can actually afford to live there, and they can actually find people to fill those positions.
Well, this reminds me of the kind of situation during World War II and afterwards.
Potentially, but I think this is going to be a really nice neighborhood. It's going to have a nice rec center. It's going to have a community garden. It's going to have on-site property management, and people will be able to own the houses on top, not the land. And if they were to sell them, they would sell them back to the 501c3 that is going to own the property. So I think it'll be a really nice addition to the city of Sutherland.
Is there a land trust involved?
There is a land trust involved, yes.
My guest is Michelle Sumner. She's the mayor of Sutherland, Oregon. Mayor, your town recently considered changing your zoning map to reclassify a light industrial area to become high density residential. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
So tell me what happened. How did you get to that point?
Well, we found that we were really short on housing, and we wanted to be able to offer something to our businesses and to be able to bring new businesses into our community and to help our urban renewal district and our downtown area. And so we found some property that we were able to purchase, and part of that process was to change that zoning.
So when you purchased the property, was that an annex outside the city limits or within?
It's actually right in the middle of downtown.
So how did you go about finding a developer and the design for this planned community?
Well, it's actually there is a and I'm not completely an expert on this, but there's actually a group through the state of Oregon that is helping with that design and helping cities with such projects as the Oak Street Commons. There's actually a couple other ones throughout the state. I believe one is in Ashland, and there's another one in another, possibly Cottage Grove, if I remember correctly. And they help with designing the project, helping us put together the 501c3, and then we're also working with Hayden Homes to design what kind of houses would go on.
Do you know how many units?
They have a set amount right now, but I think in our first phase, it's going to be around 70 something.
Okay, about 70 units and over what acreage?
It's 7 to 8 acres right now.
So what are some of the infrastructure responsibilities? I mean, like roads, water, sewage, fire hydrants, that the city's responsible for?
Well, we do have some grants that we receive that's going to be covering that infrastructure to start with. And also, we will be having, as it goes forward, we'll be using some of the monies from the businesses that are putting, putting money into it to purchase some of the houses. But the grants are going to be covering the infrastructure to start with.
So is this filling a need for an anticipated influx of people, or is this a need that, you know, there just isn't housing right now and you're solving a problem?
We're solving a problem for the housing need right now.
Okay. So what else is top of mind for you this week?
So some of the other things, I think some of the things that are really exciting about Sutherland is some events that are working really well. We've had over the last couple of years, a barbecue throwdown and cornhole competition. It is one of the biggest events in Sutherland. We've had it 3 years in a row. It's a sanctioned barbecue competition that has barbecue judges that come from all over the country. We have people that come all over the country to have their barbecues judged. And it's that big barbecue circuit that goes all over the West Coast, and people come from all over, and it's a 2-day event, and it has gotten so big that we're going to have to spread it over two of our parks this next year just to accommodate how many people come.
Well, that's amazing.
We also have if you want to come up next July, you would be amazed how popular and how awesome it is.
Well, I'll tell you, you're reminding me of the Battle of the Bones that Central Point put on for a number of years. And I'm not sure if they still do that, but let me tell you, that's quite an event. And so I would look forward to coming up there. When is it?
I believe it's usually around like July 12th, that weekend, around that area.
How many people you expect?
We have like 3,000 people.
Okay, it's pretty big.
Pretty big, yes. We also have the Stampede that's coming back. Used to have it many years ago, and it kind of died off due to lack of volunteers and money, but they started bringing it back this last year. And we have bull riding and a parade. And I actually sat on a bull this last year. It was pretty awesome.
Wow, it sounds like a good old-fashioned rodeo.
It is. That's exactly what we're going towards. So we always have our music off Central in our park, where we have a big in our park, we have a big stage, and we bring in a pretty cool band for 6 weeks out of the summer. And that seems to be pretty popular. I've heard people say that our bands are better than Roseburg's, which is always fun to compete with them. And and we have Wolfstock, which is our big dog events. We have about three of those a year.
Oh, that's great. Like Woodstock, but Wolfstock.
Yep. Wolfstock, yeah, Woof. And all the dogs come in costumes. We have one at Halloween, one in June, and they also give out low-cost vaccines during the events, and that's always fun.
Sounds
I
like
to
you have a lot of fun in Sutherland.
That is our best.
Where can people find this calendar of events?
Our Chamber of Commerce has the calendar of events, and also the City of Sutherland webpage.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. That's all the time we have for this segment. Thank you so much, Mayor. Appreciate you sharing about Sutherland.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
My guest was Michelle Sumner, Mayor of Sutherland, Oregon.